Hello and welcome to this Humility of God Bible plan about Jesus' servanthood. Day one, why did the Son of God become one of us? So Jesus is the Son of Man. He is the one who the Ancient of Days, Father God, has given all authority. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and he will reign forevermore. So when the king condescends to visit his people, what are his intentions? Does he want to exact tribute or raise taxes? Does he want the adulation of his adoring people? Is he going to mete out justice upon us, rebels as we are to his sovereignty? No, the king condescends to serve his people in humility. To the world, pride is good. Pride is a cause for celebration, for a party. Humility, on the other hand, is a dirty word in the world's eyes, too humble to even trip off our tongues. In our arrogance, we forget that we are just animated clay until God decides that we are to return to the earth from which we were made. Jesus doesn't need to be humble. He is the eternally beloved Son of God, almighty to rule and command. Our Father in heaven, how humbled we are that you sent your only eternal, yet begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to serve guilty rebels like us. Thank you that the ransom is paid and we can be reconciled to you. In his name, amen. Do you struggle to see humility as a good thing? If so, why do you think that is?